Kulam Yetzim and Pesach Yechod. So the Drash Green Minole. Now, how does Reb Yonason know there's a parsha of Shlichus by Kochim? Now, what does Reb Yonason do with this first Pesach? The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Yonason Aymer. Minayin, how do we know Shekol Yisrael Kulam Yetzim the Pesach Yechod? How do we know it's possible that the whole client's role can be like Shutfis in one Korban Pesach, and everybody can be Yetzim with one Korban Pesach? So Rashi says, the Chiddush is Afo Pi Shein Boi Kizayas Acholech V'Yechod. If the whole Kliyosol would get together and Mamas just use one animal, it's not going to be possible for everybody to have a Kizayas heat. So still Rashi says, the Ksavar of Yenison holds, Achilas Psochim Le Makfo. El Zurikas Dam Lechuda. It's not Makiv, even though he's supposed to eat from the Korban, but if you don't get any meat to eat, still you eat to the Mitzvah. So Yenison says, how do I know that the whole Kliyosol could be Yetzim with one Korban Pesach? Shenem, the Pesach says, the question is, does the whole client with himself shech the Korban Pesach? Only one out of the Chabura makes the Shechita. If you have 10 people that own the Korban, not all 10 make the Shechita, only one makes the Shechita. So what do you mean the Pesach, v'shachot v'oysa kol kala das Yisrael? Ella, rather from here we learn out, mikan, shekol Yisrael yeitzim v'pesach echod, that the whole client could be yeitza from one Korban Pesach. That's what he uses with this pasuk. So the chiddush is, even though you don't have meat teat, you're not going to get a kezayis teat, still you yaitz to the Korban Pesach. So if so, shliach v'kodesh shiminolei. How does he know that there's a parsha of shlichus? You're going to appoint somebody. Mar says pasha, deminei. From this pasuk gufu we see, like Rashi says, menamik ratzmoi, to mikol makam echad miyam shechta b'shlichusan. That the pasuk is saying the whole kliyosol could be yaitz with one Korban. Okay, but I call upon him, where was Yeshchita? Only one person did the shechita. How does that shechita help everybody? So from this pasuk itself, we see that the one shechita, since that person did it b'shlichus of the whole client's world, is considered like everybody made the shechita. Moshe says no. V'dil m'shani yosem disle shutfis v'gavayu. Maybe shlichus only helps when you have a shutif. Here by the Korban Pesach, we're talking about the whole client's world owns it together. So since they're shutfis, therefore if I tell one person to shecht, he could be a shlich for everybody. But maybe where there's no shutfis involved, how do we know somebody can make a shliach for somebody else to shecht his korban? How do we know? Ela meyachas. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yonason, we have to learn our shlichus by kotshe from another posik. Ela meyachas from this posik. The posik says, Vayikhu lehem ish se lebeis ovis. Each person to take a se korban to his house. Lebeis ovis. Se lebeis. Se korban to his house. So Rashi says, Echol v'keh v'chol ha-mishpach, it means one person takes it for everybody. So you see, one person takes care of the korban, he does the b'shlichus of everybody. But again, the Gemara asks, V'dil ma'asam named, yisfei shutfus te'gavayu. Maybe only over here it's good, like one of the household makes the shechita, takes care of the Korban Pesach, because everybody in the household owns this Korban Pesach. So maybe only when you have shutfus in it, that's when a shliach could work. But if the shliach does not have shutfus, is not part owner, maybe he can't be a shliach. So Mar says, in Cain, if so, trei kroy lomeli. If you're telling me this, you say that shlichus only helps when you're a shutif, so what do I need two psukim here for? I have the pasuk before of a shachat away to kol kaladas Yisroel, and this pasuk of yichol lemis sel abayis, or the base of it, sel abayis. So you have two psukim telling me this. So you have a bechrech, emeinu inyin, leichad shayich, to no inyin leichad leshayich. For sure, it's a prayer that the second pasuk has come to teach us, even in the case where you're not a shutif, where you don't have part ownership in this korban, still you could be a shliach for somebody else. So now we learn out there's a parsha of shlichos by Kodeshim. Tomorrow, no. Hai mi boile leke Rav Yitzchak. We need this Rav Yitzchak's halacha. The Yom Rav Yitzchak says, Ish zoicha v'loi hakotin. If you want one person to go buy a Korban Pesach for the whole mishpacha, the person has to be a gadol. Ish, it says. Rashi says, Ish zoicha. That's what he can be a shlich only because he's a shutif. Aye, what do we need the second pasuk for? It comes to teach us that a katan has no din zechiyah. A katan cannot buy an animal for his whole mishpacha. A katan can't be zoich in the mekach. You need an ish. We dash an ish zoich. Only a gadol could buy the Korban Pesach for the whole mishpacha. But a katan cannot be zoich. So that's what I do with the second pasuk. But again, I do not know that there's a parsha of shlichus where you're not a shutif. So Gemara says, no, hahu, this drosha of an ish and not a katan, may ish lefi ochloi nafka. Another pasuk says, ish lefi ochloi nafka. So here we know that only an ish could buy it, could be zeicha, and not a katan. there's no din tzchiya by a katan. He can't be zeicha for this. It's a question of somebody can be zeicha for a katan. With that's the charis machmir, maybe he can be zeicha to a katan. But a katan himself cannot buy something for other people. So where it says no, the akatim miboli still, I need the second pasuk to teach us to shecht in esa pesach ala yochid, that you can shecht the korban pesach even for one person. Even though usually we say you have to have a few people together on the korban because we want the whole meat to be eaten. We don't want it to come to be nicer. But still the lacha is if one person wants to use his own korban pesach, he has a right to. So maybe that's what this pasuk can do ish. Teach us that you bring korban pesach even for one person. Tomorrow says no. I tell you, Sovolo. I tell you, he himself holds command the yomein shechtan as a pesach la yochid. He holds no that a yochid cannot bring his own korban pesach. So therefore, since there's an extra pasuk here, Becher, that's teaching me that there's a parsha of shlichus by kodeshim. Mori asks the Eloha the Yomer of Gidol. Omer Rav. That's what Rav Gidol Omer Rav says. Minayin sheshlucha shlodin kemoisei. He says, how do we know bechlal this parsha of shlichus? That you can appoint somebody, and when he does it for you, it's considered like you yourself did it. So he has another pasuk. Shlemer, the pasuk says, "V'nosi echad, nosi echad mimata." That each nosi takes care of his tribe, and he gives out the chalukah in Eretz Yisrael. So Rashi says, "V'noich le'yaretz," when they went to divide up Eretz Yisrael. V'chi hazeichen lem b'teres shluchin. That the nosi, he was like a shliach of everybody in the shevet, and he divided Eretz Yisrael for them. So from here we learn our shlichus. The question is, if so, typically shlichus mihocha. How come we don't learn out the chlal shlichus from here? Like, why do we need the other pasha of shlichus? Why don't everybody learn out from this pasuk? Nosi yechon, nosi yechon. So Mara says, no, the tizbra is a really good story here. Do shlichus who? Is it possible to say that the nosi, the head of the shevet, he was a shliach to divide out Eretz Yisrael for everybody? V'akitanim lav v'nei shlichus ninu. Part of the people that Yashin, the Eretz Yisrael, were Ketanim. And Ketanim can't make a Shliach. So how could the Nosi be a Shliach for the Ketan to give him his portion in Eretz Yisrael? We know a Ketan cannot appoint a Shliach. So if the Nosi went to Peteras a Shliach, how could he give divide out the land even for the Ketanim? So Moses says, Elu, what you have to say is, Ki ho de rova bar rafuna. Ti yom rova bar rafuna amarav, gidl amarav. Minayin shezochen liyodim. Shalai defonav, how do we know that we could be zeicha? There's a parsha of tzchiyah. You could do something for somebody else without even asking him. Not a parsha of shlichus, but a parsha of tzchiyah. I could be zeicherit for you, even without your das. Shenema, the pasuk says, v'nosi yechad, nosi yechad. That the nosi here, he could divide out the land to everybody. So even though there are katanim there, see if it has to go b'tara shlichus, a katan can't appoint a shliach. But if it goes b'tara tzchiyah, we could be zeicha to a katan. Like here, the Nosi has the right to say, this portion is going to be yours. He's a cotton, how could I give it to him? There's a pasha of tchia, that zochen liyotim shlei b'fonov. You could be zeicha, this property, for the cotton. So that's what this pasuk is talking about, Nosi Echod. It's not teaching us halacha of shlichus, but it's teaching us a new halacha where something is a schus, where something is for your benefit, it's good for you, I could do it for you even without asking me. Without you asking me. That's a pasha of tchia. So Gemara says, but Tizbra, is that a good svara? Schusi is giving out the land only a schus. Each person gets the property that's good for them. Ha chayv v'nam ika. Sometimes it can be a chayv. Tika the nichalei bahar v'le nichalei b'bika. Tika the nichalei b'bika v'le nichalei bahar. Like you're giving out the portions to the people. Maybe the person does not like this portion you gave him. You gave him a portion in the hills and the mountains, and he wants a portion in the bika in the valley. Or you gave somebody the valley, he's going to want up in the mountains. So not every time what the Nazi gave out can we say truly it's a schus. Maybe it's a chayv. So how could the Nazi do it? If it's a parsha shlichus, you could do shlichus for somebody, even though it's no good for him. But if it's a parsha of schus, how could you do it for them if it's not a complete schus? All right, turn over. So Marin says, Elo kidirova bar rafuna. The Yomar Rova Barafuna Marav Gidlo Marav Mina Yim Li Yisaimim Shebo Lachalik Benichsei Avihim Shebezdim Amidin Hamapatropis. How do we know when the father died and he left over two young children? The Yisaimim. They want to divide up the property. How do you know that Bezdin has the right to appoint an apatropis to take over there? Lachayv Lachus. To do good and to do bad. For the Gemara Lachayv Amai. Like if you know for sure they're doing something bad, why should the apatropis have the right to do something bad for the Yisaimim? Ella, rather, it means like this. L'choiv al-manas liskois. That means even though Navi is going to be bad now, but it's Amanas Lischois, which means that if when they grow up, they're not going to like the portions they have, they'll do it over again. They'll change it later. The Rashi says, Eloch of the Lischois, Onu Namidoi Lodun Olare Bishrilom, Leschusam Lanosam, the Mischaivu Betin, Masha Sosa. Means that, he says. Right now, though, it just means that the apotropis is going down to try to do his best what he could. And whatever they do is done. How do we know this? Talmud, the Pasuk says, V'nosi yechod, nosi yechod, mimata tikochu. Skit, you see, there's such a pashi of nosi yechod. The Rashi says, nosi yechod, v'ochas chus v'choiv hevi. It's k'nyamorin, tikon nichle b'hor. And still you see, the nosi has a right to do it. So you see, the bezdin-like has a right to point an apotropis to go and do something for the Yisraimim, that they do the best they see is for the Yisraimim. Even though maybe later it comes down, it's not exactly what the Yosem wanted, but so what? Since when the Apotropis, or here the Nosi, went down at first to do this Chalukah, he tried to do his best. Since he tried to do his best, the Chalukah takes place. But again, there's only a Pasha of Schia, it's not a Pasha of Shlichus. Therefore, from here we cannot learn our Shlichus. That's why we need the other three psukim we had, a posik by kotshim, a posik by truma, and a posik by gershim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rav Nachman Omer Shmuel, Yisoy Mim Shebo L'chalek, V'nechtzei Avihem, when the father dies, and the two children now want to divide up the chalukah, the Yerusha, so Bezdim Amidim Lem Apotropis, Bezdim should appoint for them a guardian, Oborim Lem Chelek Yofa, and he'll appoint, give each one a good portion, but still be a Megdilu Yecholom Limches. When they grow older and they don't like the portions they got, they have a right to be chulik and say, I want to do it over again. And they have a right to make a new chaluka. For Rav Nachman the day, Rav Nachman himself says, no, in Megdilu en yechadal imchais. When they grow older, even though they don't like it, they have no right to argue to do it over again. The im came because if so, ma koyach bezdin yofa. What's the big power of bezdin? In other words, since bezdin here appointed the apotropis, there's a new power of bezdin. That whatever Bezdin appoints is done, and once it's done, it's Kayim. That's what Rav Nachman says. Rav Nachman says, no, since Bezdin appointed the Apotropim here, the Apotropis, whatever Chalukah they make is Chai V'Kayim. Even though later the Yisraelim don't like it, it's tough, they can't take away what Bezdin did. That's Rav Nachman's Svara. Now the Gemara is, is it true that Rav Nachman really say this? O mi istal Rav Nachman imkei makayich Bezdin yofa? Does Rav Nachman hold from such a svara that when Bezdin does something, we do not take it back, but rather we say whatever Bezdin did? Is that true? We are to now learn like this. Shum hadayonim. If the dayonim evaluated something, so Rashi says, Shashom unichsel level amalva. In the case where Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and Reuven has no money, so Bezdin goes down to Reuven's property, and they evaluate how much $100 worth of the property, and they give it to Shimon. So Shum hadayonim. If they made it less, a sixth less. Or you see, Rishtus, well, they made it too high, more than a sixth more, is Mochrin bottle. And Bezdin sold it at that price, it's bottle. The Mechir is no good. That's a loch of Rishtus. When you make more, a sixth more of a mistake, the Mechir is bottle. We have Shimon Megam Lealoyme, Mochrin Kayim, no. That since Bezdin sold it, the sale takes place. Why? Because Sim Kain, if so, Makoyach Bezdin Yafel, like what's the power of Bezdin? You see, Shimon Megam Leal holds this for that what Bezdin does is good. Now on this, for Yom Rav Huna Bachinan, Yom Rav Nachman, Halacha Kedivrei Chachamim. Rav Nachman himself says, we pass on the light of Chachamim. That even though Bezdin evaluated this karka, and it came out they made a mistake by more than a sixth, either upwards or downwards, they have a right to do it over again. So you see, Rav Nachman does not hold from the Svara, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa. So it's a steer in Rav Nachman. Tomorrow says, now I'll tell you, Lakash, there's no steer.